Hey guys, John here. Your host on MGTOW is freedom. MGTOW is men going their own way, making choices for themselves, right? Doing what's right for them. Women hate that. Why? As free agents, as free human beings, shouldn't we be allowed to choose what we want? Shouldn't we be allowed to believe and say and speak freely? Well, of course, the answer is hell no, you're not supposed to, right? Women tell men, all men, man up, right? It's time for you to man up. Well, MGTOW have. What do I mean by that? MGTOW men demonstrate, prove, act, and do everything that women claim they want us to do. For example, right, they say, right, men should work hard. Well, we do we not? We get up every morning, get dressed, pull our pants up, off to work we go. That's exactly what women want men to do. But why do women want that from us? Why do they? Why do they ask, demand, imply? Because they want us to go out and make a lot of money. Why would they be mad about that? Well, because as MGTOW, they're not benefiting. Right? They want us to be masculine. Women want men to be masculine. So MGTOW men are masculine. But what? Why do they complain about it then? Right? It's because our masculinity as MGTOW is not benefiting them. Directly or indirectly, it's not feeding their ego. It's not feeding their face. And it's not putting them in the seat of a nice car. Right? What do women complain about men? Right? They want us to man up. So they say, not only do you need to make a lot of money, you need to be responsible with it. Right? And if that isn't the fucking pot calling the kettle black. Right? Yeah, we're responsible with our money. We're going to, as MGTOW, we're going to quit spending it frivolously. Quit pissing it away in the wind. Giving it away to women in the form of dates, paying her bills for her, taking care of her in our houses while she goes out and squanders her paycheck. So we're responsible, yet we're condemned for it. Not because we've disobeyed them, but because what we do doesn't benefit them when we're responsible, or we work hard, or we exhibit masculine characteristics, and think about ourselves as beings first, right? Everything a woman wants from a man, she can get from MGTOW, except she can't get anything from a MGTOW man. It infuriates them. It frustrates the shit out of them, right? Because what they want is contradictory. They do. They contradict themselves. Women love to complain about men. Why can't you learn to understand us? Things would be so much better if you understood us. Well, guess what? MGTOW men, we've learned to understand women all too well. So rather than applauding us for it, congratulating us, we are condemned for it as men. How dare you figure us out? How dare you realize what's going on, right? How dare you withhold from us all of those things we want? We just wanted you to understand us so you can, they would say, inside their heads, give us what we want, not so that you can, right, be free. Because MGTOW is freedom. MGTOW is freedom. Look what I just talked about. Understanding women. Being responsible to yourself, working hard, right? Making good decisions. All of the things that women expect of men, we will do for ourselves as MGTOW, and we don't need them for it. It is funny, the very thing women complain about men, they condemn us for when we stop doing the bad things, but then they don't benefit. This really comes down to almost dealing with a creature that has two personalities. Right? She wants to believe that she has a masculine man, a responsible, hardworking man. This is the story she wants to tell one part of her head, right? That he's responsible, intelligent, good with money, courteous, polite, right? All of these things. At the same time, the other side of her head wants a man to be rude to her, right? Talk shit at her like an alpha male, right? Blow a bunch of money on her and act carelessly and stupid, right? No wonder men don't understand what the fuck women want, because they're talking out both sides of their neck. And then they made the mistake. Maybe this is what started, right, this movement of men's rights and MGTOW, right, is when they said, we just wish men would understand us. And now we do, right? Your wish has come true, right? I'm the genie in this Dello bottle. I understand perfectly, perfectly. What do women want? They want us to be what they want us to be at any given moment. You're to be the romantic guy 1 minute, right? The responsible dad the next, right? The hard-working ward cleaver. And then you need to be Billy Badass on the weekend. You know. And then women say, act like a man, man up. Well, here's some man up. Hey, bitch, take care of me first. Take care of me foremost. All of me becomes a priority. Right? I want everything I want before I ever consider doing anything for you. That sounds a little rude, doesn't it? Sounds a bit asinine. But hey, guys, that's exactly what women do to us. If given a chance, if given the power, and given the manipulative skills that women have, that's exactly what they do. You run around all day trying to satisfy them. So take women's advice. Be masculine. Right? Be intelligent. Be responsible. Right? Man up. That's what women want us to do. Understand women. And when you do all of those things, you'll magically be transformed into MGTOW. And then you're going to be hated anyways. Now, here's the deal. Here's the catch, right? It's a catch 22. I could go out and I could go find women to date, right? And all they would do after they get what they want out of me is bitch and complain and moan. Can't satisfy them. I've tried. I'm 47. Satisfied. Tried satisfying dozens of women. You can't do it. It's an impossibility because you're dealing with the Jekyll and Hyde mentality, right? The split personality, right? The demand that one man be all things to them and provide for them. The demand to satisfy their selfish needs and put them first, right? But they tell you to be a man and then be all things that is a man, and you become MGTOW. And then they hate you for that. So what would you rather be hated for? Despised for? Would you rather be hated and despised for being a mangina and a simpleton that they can walk all over? You're going to be despised no matter what by them, because they can't be satisfied. Women can't be pleased. They can't be happy because they're not acting like women. They're not trained to be women. They're not taught as little girls to grow up to be satisfied women. And they're not going to be, not in our lifetimes. Not in our lifetimes. I would rather be hated, despised for being a MGTOW man, because that is who I am. It is what I am. I am a man first and foremost. And I should look out for me first and foremost. If you can't do that, hold a job, have a house, and keep a car, a woman's not going to have you anyway. But they'll do everything they can to break the bank, getting you to serve them rather than be responsible. So ultimately what they do is they push you in a direction until they find a reason to leave you. And that reason can include that you won't do what they say. You can't win. You can't. And try as you might, you're going to end up in divorce court, more than likely. more than likely, the most masculine men I've ever met end up in divorce court. Or they end up, right, dead. Right, the men that stay married, and I'm not going to put them down, they've managed to stay married for whatever reason, right? Whether it's cheaper to keep her, right? It's just not important to them. They don't care. Money doesn't make them happy anyways, right? Who they don't want free time. They don't want to do what they want. They like being beaten. I don't know what women's or men's reasoning is for staying married. Mine was, wanted to raise my sons, wanted to demonstrate my goodness. Whatever it is, you know, it's not unadmirable. It's just, in my opinion, more than likely, odds out, that whatever you do, it's futile. See, that's the hard part, is it's futile. Being right as a man isn't good enough. Being strong won't solve the problems. Being intelligent can't fix what's going on, what's wrong with relationships and women. So your best bet, in my opinion, and I'll leave it up to you guys, you got to make your own decisions. All I do is talk about my opinion. Your best bet for happiness is to not get married and give yourself over to a woman. And all men find out. All men find out. When I went to the water park over the weekend, and there was a group of alpha males, looked like football players, right? Big muscular guys, lots of tattoos. You know, they were tough, young, good-looking dudes. And I'm an old fucking guy. I sat there and watched them with their girls, you know, and they got girls, they're bedding them down real good. One of the girls got out of hand, and I was up on a balcony, a platform, watching my kids, and the guy bent over, took one of his flip-flops off his foot and paddled her ass, right? And they were having fun and flirting and teasing, but at the same time, you know, he probably had enough of her shit. He probably thought it's time to discipline her. She may have been rude to him in front of his other alpha males, and he doesn't want to be embarrassed by that. I don't know what the reason was, but I thought a couple things. He's trying to be the man in the relationship. She is competing with him or trying to control him on some level, even if it's just a joke. Just a joke. In shots, it's a joke, right? It's just a game. But is it? Right? Be a man. You should have a sense of humor. Right? That be a man, have a sense of humor. In 1 year or 3 years or 5 years, turns from a joke into something serious. That is her challenge of his authority. Her challenge, right? Of his role as the boss, the breadwinner, the responsible party, the masculine man. All of those things that women want and say they demand and need from men to man up is the very thing they start to question and put down and try and control. In order to make them happy, you have to kill yourself. Right? In order to be a man, you have to be despised. Do you choose suicide? Or do you choose to be MGTOW? Right? Reality is as it is. You act like the responsibility on your behalf while she acts irresponsible. You work hard to pull down money while she works casually at her own leisure. Right? See, those demands for you don't apply to her. But she'll still make those demands. You know, like I said, I don't have any problem with women out there. Just leave me the fuck alone. I don't think I'm asking too much. Right? Can a man and a woman be friends? To the extent that he doesn't piss her off. To the extent she doesn't piss him off. That is why you don't see many men and women who are really, truly friends. Invariably, someone's going to piss the other person off. Happens all the time. With men, it's no big deal. You just say, hey, dude, had enough of your shit. The other guy says, hey, had enough of your shit. See you later. See you, brother. You're out. You know, when it comes to being friends with women, it usually evolves into a relationship where she moves in with you, right? And it starts. Then it moves on to marriage. Then it moves on to control, manipulation. But rather than saying, hey, had enough of your shit, see you later, it's, hey, had enough of your shit, I'm taking half of everything, and I'm going to destroy you. Right? Not a good scene to be in if you're a man. Not good at all. Not good at all. Right? What do you choose, life or death? To kill yourself to please a woman, or to live life for your own benefit? Life or death? You know, I choose life. Life. I like it. Please give this video a thumbs up. Give all MGTOW videos on all channels. When you watch your videos, thumbs up. If you read through the comments and you like them, just give that fucking guy a thumbs up. Click him. You're already there. Might as well let them know their comments are appreciated, or unappreciated, as it were, if that be the case. Right? You guys, right? We're all men. We're all MGTOW. Some men are on their way to MGTOW. Some are thinking about it. Some are learning about it. That's why these videos are important. You know, it's also supporting one another. And maybe some guys get half of it and don't get the other, and they just need help. Leaving your comments matters. Leaving your comments matters. Right? Giving a thumbs up matters. It lets other men know this is an appreciated channel. This is an appreciated subject. The particular topic of any one video, if you like it, your thumbs up says it's appreciated. It gets the attention of more men. Men these days, I watch them, I listen to them. They're so ashamed of being men, these pussies out there, that they're afraid to say anything. They're afraid that their friends, other men, are going to snitch on them. Can you, as a man, as MGTOW, imagine that? Not being able to speak your mind because you're afraid of being snitched on to a girl? Yet that is where we are. That is where we are. That's how far we've come. How far the mighty have fallen. That men are afraid to admit that they're proud of being masculine. No more. Right? It's a war out there. Right? And the consequences, the casualties of that war is between your legs, your nuts, your cock. You surrender that, you've surrendered being a man altogether. And that's what women want. So one, why do they want that? So they can control you, so they can have your resources. And so they can ultimately find a way and have a reason to despise you and to get rid of you and to move on to the next guy. All the while claiming they wanted a man and you weren't man enough, even though you sacrificed yourself. You chose death for her. MGTOW is freedom. I have the penis. Semper Fi. And out.